distortion and everything. All right, that was a request. I apologize if I, you know. I see you, Kathleen Haram. I see you. I see you, Susan Tomlinson. Jim Ferrat. Ah, I love you, man. There's some really awesome people. And I love it when y'all talk to each other. That's my favorite thing that happens, actually. It reminds me of when we're playing and there's these conversations going on and we can hear them. It's really fun. So, okay, so that's like the punk rock thing. I better do a song that I really know right now. I'm trying to think of what that would be. Well, I got a request for this too, which is, it's kind of a weird, well, no, I'll do this one. I got a request for this too. This is on, it's on Goodnight Tender, which is, you know, I was playing punk rock and then, I kept buying all these records on this label called Bloodshot Records. It's such a great label. And, all these great punk bands like the Mekons, Kelly Hogan, and people had started doing kind of country music, and so it really influenced me to kind of bring out that part of me that was in there that likes to write gospel songs and country songs. This one, that is out of tune. I wrote this for some people in Dahlonega, the town that I live in. Anna Brown and Kat, her sister, Bird. I mean, I don't know if they know why I wrote it. I don't know why I wrote it, actually, but I wrote it after I was at a party at their house. And it's funny, the songs that you write, you don't know what they're about sometimes.